Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show on a rainy Saturday, the first day of the early duck season. And if you're out there pulling the boat down the highway, the John boat down the highway, and you're headed to your favorite wood duck hole, how about giving us a call here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's the targeted choice, I believe, this time of year, is those little fast wood ducks that come flying in there like B-52 bombers, and they just plop down in front of you in the dark, and then, you know, you're totally surprised, and that's what makes it fun. So, all right. Anyway, if you're out there and you're going duck hunting this morning, maybe you're not going for wood ducks, maybe you're going for something else, how about giving us a call here letting us know where you're going, how prepared you are for the early duck season, and what do you think about this weather today? It looks like a good day for ducks. A little rain, a little wind, a little overcast. That's what you want. That's exactly what you want. So, what a week. Busy, busy week. It's a blur again, as always. I'm trying to remember the high points, and I don't want to miss anything, but it was very interesting. First, let's start off with the recovery from last week, as a matter of fact. You remember I told you last Saturday that I'd struck a deer on Friday night, and we tracked it a little over 100 yards, maybe up to 150 yards, something like that, if that far. I don't think it was quite that far, but we tracked that deer, and we got to the last drop of blood that we could find, and it started to rain. So we just decided to kind of scan the woods a little bit with our lights and see if we could catch a white belly or something like that. We didn't, so we called out the troops the next morning, and our buddies found the buck. It was a nice buck. It was an 8-point buck. We didn't put the picture online yet, but it was. I knew it was a pretty good deer. It was a 3.5-year-old buck, and not a monster, but not by any means. But it was a nice, respectable 8-point buck. I think anybody would have been happy with it. I was certainly happy with it. And so they got it out of the woods, got it in the cooler for me. I was involved in a meeting in Southern Maryland when I was, you know, texting and sending photos and that type of thing back and forth. So my buddy Brad was in the stand a quarter of a mile from me, and he had seen some deer activity, he thought, after I'd shot, and, he saw some deer break from cover and act a little, you know, sketchy out in the field, and then they proceeded on their way. So he thought he knew right where the deer might have run and bumped those other deer out, because I did tell him that I heard other deer moving once this deer had gone, had left the area where, you know, kind of where it went. So it was a good story. It was cool enough that the meat was all fine and dandy, and the hit. Quite frankly, was just a little bit far back. It was a liver shot, but certainly fatal within a reasonable amount of time. The deer was like I said, was in good shape. The foxes and coyotes hadn't gotten to it, which is pretty good, and we were happy about that. So the deer has I donated the deer. The local taxidermist wanted the cape, which was in pretty good shape, and he needed the cape for a mount for a buck, which I was glad to share with him. He's done some work for us in the past, and I'm just having a little rack on a plaque thing done like I do. So one of these days we'll have a picture up online for you. You can take a look at it. So that was Saturday. Sunday, yes. Like I said, the week was a blur. Met with the representative of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. I met with the presidents and board of directors of the National Wild Turkey Federation to explain a little bit about the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and they have some bigger overarching issues on the table. So You know, we'll see where that goes. But it was a good meeting. Everybody was friendly. And, of course, sent out my follow-up thank you email to everybody. And hopefully that'll bear some fruit. Monday, don't remember. Tuesday evening, did a little hunt. Went to the lease that I'm a part of in Montgomery County. And a couple hundred acres, nice property. We set up a ground blind. And I say we, now this is Laura and I, the young lady that I've been mentoring, who's our social media coordinator and does such a great job on our Facebook page. Laura, I told Laura a day ahead of time, I said, you will be not hunting in the stand with me. We're going to try an experiment. We're going to put you on your own to see how you do, to see how you deal. And so we set up a ground blind, which Laura occupied about, I'd say maybe 100 yards, maybe not quite that far from me. I could not see her through the treetops. She was down in a little pinch point, and I was in the an already established ladder stand where we've been successful in the past. A terrible night, Tuesday night. I mean, not a lot of deer moving on my end. However, Laura had a lot of action down by the ground blind. She saw, five or six bucks. Nothing spectacular until the, very last light. She had a giant buck walk in and was acting all aggressive and spooky at, about 15 minutes before the end of legal shooting time. Because of its behavior, she thought there might have been something wrong with it, but we found out why it was acting that way. The only deer I saw was another buck, another big-bodied buck, not quite as large of as headgear as the one that was 15 yards from Laura, but it came out beside me. I already had the bow on the ground, and it came out beside me and walked towards Laura, and those two had smelled each other. Those two bucks had smelled each other, and the bigger buck was snorting and wheezing and grunting and doing everything he was doing to be as aggressive as he possibly could be. But both deer separated, and all was well. Why didn't Laura shoot the big buck at 15 yards? Laura's tagged out, as am I, on bucks. So we were trying to, put a couple does down on the ground, and that didn't happen either. So let's see. Wednesday. Wednesday was the stakeholders meeting, a meeting that was called for back at the end of the General Assembly earlier this year, requiring DNR to discuss deer management options, claiming that there is an overpopulation of deer in the state of Maryland. And we met probably 30 people in the room. Everybody from the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources to the Deer Project management folks, a number of project leaders for DNR were there. There were NRP police. There were Maryland Horse Council people. There were people from the Botanical Society. There were people there supporting deer sterilization. There were people there from Western Maryland, the entire Western Maryland coalition. The five Western counties were there in force. The Quality Deer Management Association people were there. The Maryland Waterfowlers Association were there. There were half a dozen Wildlife Advisory Committee WAC members there. Maryland Bowhunters Society was there. Maryland Fur Trappers were there. Maryland Hunting Coalition was there. We were there with our lobbyist, Bill Miles. And it started out like this. We're going to present every option that we can think of to address this alleged overpopulation of white-tailed deer in Maryland. And we went over charts and graphs and kill rates and population studies and this and that and the other thing. And then it went through a series of PowerPoint presentation. hunting options, Sunday hunting, and outside-the-box stuff and other options, things like, you know, should we consider the commercial sale of venison? Immediately my response is no. Should we consider incentivizing people to harvest more deer? No. And I'm not sure why this whole deal went the way it did. Well, I know why it went the way it did. They're trying to placate somebody who they think is a stakeholder, which is the Maryland Horse Council. So they took notes on everything. But when we got to the Sunday hunting part, your host stood up and said, I would like to request that the following document be entered into the testimony. And I read a statement by the Hunters of Maryland. And it was a couple pages. I'm not going to read it all. But it talks about the reason for the meeting. Talks about the facts about Sunday hunting and the 20-some bills that have been supported by DNR in favor of Sunday hunting. It talked about why, what the reasons are for Sunday hunting, traffic safety, deer mortality by vehicle collision, crop damage, deer overpopulation contributes to the spread of Lyme disease. And we cited facts from past reports. We cited the American System of Conservation Funding, speaking to the fact that sportsmen underwrite the full cost of wildlife and fisheries research and management nationwide through their purchases of licenses and equipment and firearms and so forth. But I'd like to read the concluding statement, and this was entered into the record. And then if you'll beg my indulgence, I'd like to tell you who signed this document. In the final analysis, the Hunters of Maryland are supportive of alternative ways to decrease Maryland's ever-increasing population of deer, albeit predicated upon sound wildlife management science. One of the most proven means of such control is Sunday hunting, as evidenced by the estimated 25 bills that have authorized Sunday hunting in Maryland since 2003. Indeed, statistics shown by DNR reveal that the number of deer harvested on Sundays statewide has nearly doubled between 2007 and 8 and 2013-14. But we also recognize there's a growing movement to curtail and or repeal Sunday hunting of deer in Maryland. It is our collective opinion that any statutory curtailment and or repeal of Sunday hunting for deer in Maryland will be to the detriment of DNR's ability to effectively manage the state's recognition of an overabundant population, thus further exacerbating the known consequences of such population. If you'll notice, it said the Hunters of Maryland are supportive. Now, this letter was signed not only by your host from the Maryland Hunting Coalition, but this letter was signed by the Allegheny Garrett Sportsmen's Association, the Baltimore County Game and Fish Protective Association, the Calvert County Sportsmen's Club, the Carroll County Sportsmen's Association, the Frederick County Sportsmen's Council, the Maryland Bowhunter Society, the Maryland Fur Trappers, the Maryland Quality Deer Management Association, the Maryland Waterfowlers Association, and the Washington County Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs. That, my friends, is a coalition. 11 signatures, 11 organizations, waterfowlers, trappers, bow hunters, quality deer people, the collective federations and associations of nearly 100 clubs in Western Maryland and the attendant membership in those clubs. I think Washington County is another 6,000 members alone. We all signed it in support of Sunday hunting and presented it as part of the testimony of this deer management meeting. I was pleased. This document was a lot of work. You know, I sat on a tailgate with the president of the Allegheny Garrett Sportsmen's Association at his house in Frostburg. I met the Washington County Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs president at a Cracker Barrel in Hagerstown. I met the president of the Maryland Fur Trappers at a restaurant in Prince Frederick. I went to Westminster to get a signature from the Carroll County Sportsmen's Association. I interrupted a handgun training session to get the signature of the president of the Frederick County Sportsmen's Council. I had lunch at the Towson Diner with the president of the Maryland Waterfowlers Association. President of the Quality Deer Management Association, the president of the Bowhunter Society, one of the directors of Baltimore County Fish and Game Protective Association signed the document at National Hunting and Fishing Day. We made a very strong statement to the Department of Natural Resources, the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources, the Director of the Wildlife and Heritage Service, and others above and below that position, biologists, NRP, horse council, botanical people, and others who were in the room, that the hunters stood united against their assaults on Sunday hunting. And here we are today. Maryland Hunting Coalition is doing this. And there are other issues that are on the table that we are working through the system to get what hunters want. And if you're welcome to join us if you'd like. It's very simple. mdhuntingcoalition.org. Go online. There's a button that says join. You just fill out the little form and submit it. Then you will receive all the newsletters and so forth. If you can support it financially, that'd be great. The Maryland Hunting Coalition has hired a lobbyist. His services are not free. If you can imagine what hiring a lobbyist might cost, well, you might be a little low. But it is through the voluntary donations of everybody that is interested in these issues that we're able to exist. You can call us here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Like to hear from you, like to hear what you have to say. That was Wednesday, so we'll talk a little bit more about what else happened this week. Now it's time for me to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. I was in Chesapeake Outdoors yesterday. And I'll tell you what, I saw one of the coolest cameras you ever want to see. You know these little self-cameras? They have one there that you can actually mount to the stabilizer of your bow. It comes with a mount for on your firearm. And you can record your own action and your own hunts. It's a very compact little thing. It's a very nice little thing. I think it's called a TACACAM, something like that, T-A-C, a cam. And it's great. You've been seeing this ozonics thing is basically an ozone shower, creates an ozone layer around you that protects your scent from getting out to the deer or the critters you're pursuing. They've got the ozonics as well. Full line of firearms. Great selection of firearms, camo firearms for waterfowl, deer slug guns, they've got them. Of course, a large selection of bows and crossbows from Matthews and Parker and Excalibur and Barnett and Mission and Carbon Express. Muzzle loaders, too. Thompson Center, CVA, they've got them. Clothing has come in from Drake and Under Armour. They've got a lot of clothing and boots, Bubba Blade knives, and other great accessories that you can. They even have the wild mineral that you can build your mineral base, your mineral trap for deer, if you like. Why not stop by Chesapeake Outdoors? They're located on Route 50 East, 39B. That's exit to 39B, Dominion Road, right there, just east of the Bay Bridge. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. That would be Chesapeake Outdoors. Oh, I know what I did yesterday. I went down to Crisfield, and I dropped off information for the hunters. I dropped off stacks of Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazines for the people that are going to attend the Crisfield show, and copies of the brochure for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And our buddy Lou Compton, president of the Maryland Bowhunter Society, is setting up an archery contest at the Crisfield Outdoor Expo today. But John Godwin from A&E's Duck Dynasty is going to be there. It's at Summers Cove Marina from 10 to 7 today in Crisfield. The Crisfield Outdoors Expo is a family-friendly day celebrating the outdoors, hunting, and fishing. There'll be retriever demonstration, duck calling demonstrations, and good food. Contests include a duck picking contest, a bow and arrow competition, decoy retrieving, and a duck dynasty look-alike contest. Imagine that. You can visit ChrisfieldOutdoorExpo.com or their Facebook site for more information. But I'd head to Crisfield today after you're done duck hunting, Deal Island, or wherever you're hunting on the Eastern Shore. Meet John Godwin from Duck Dynasty and just have a good time in Crisfield. The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, you can join professional hunter Bob Folkrod and friends. And I know some of his friends, taxidermists and others, on Sunday afternoon, October 19th, for Sick of Deer Sunday at Bass Pro Shops, Arundel Mills. Now, Bob Folkrod has taken the largest, sickest stag ever filmed by a national television show, and you can see that exclusive video. Sick of hunters and specialized Sick of Deer vendors will be on hand to celebrate our exclusive little elk. Yeah, Bob will be here hunting in Maryland as well. Someone or two will win a $50 Bass Pro Shop gift card, courtesy of the Outdoors and Radio Show on Sick of Deer Sunday. That's when it's going to be. October 19th at Bass Pro Shops in Arundel Mills. Why not? Why not celebrate our Sick of Deer for Bass Pro Shops first, Sick of Deer Sunday, October 19th. That's Sunday a week from now. Now, what? You need to do a commercial? Well, why don't I throw it back to you?
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. On the next Sean and Frank, meet the doctor who's at the center of a lawsuit that could get Obamacare overturned. Monday morning, 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Used to be a comedian, had an act who did an impersonation of Johnny Cash, and he would say, I don't know the difference here, but This just sounds alike to me. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. And he would stop and he'd say, it kind of sounds the same as, hello, I'm Mr. Ed. If you didn't grow up in the 60s, you didn't get it. But, you know, I thought it was pretty clever back at the time, or I wouldn't have quoted it now. Hey, you need some deer corn? Our friends at Papa John's have deer corn. Yeah, Papa John's farm has deer corn. A 50-pound bag, loaded on your truck is $12. If you want 100 pounds, you get two bags for 20. Now, you got to ask for J.D. He's running this deal. J.D. Schillinger, eldest son of our buddy Jim Schillinger. That phone number, 443-790-9051, 443-790-9051. Ask for J.D. or leave a message. And another announcement, our friends at the Freedom District Lions are having their annual fruit sale. You can place your order now for early December delivery. This is navel oranges, which is what I get, or red grapefruit. You can get 2 5-bushel boxes for only $23. A half a box is $12. Combo boxes, oranges, grapefruit, $23. Or you can get this fruit sampler, 6 oranges, apples, tangelos, grapefruit, and pears for only $32. Here's that number, 410-549-LION. 410-549-LION, 5466. Or get in touch with fruit sales at freedomdistrictlions.com. Freedom District Lions out in Eldersburg. Good folks. Good folks helped us out. So, did I mention we're giving away a muzzle loader? I didn't, did I? We're giving away a CVA muzzle loader. I was telling the folks about my week. I got so involved in talking about everything that was going on. It was I got distracted from telling them that. We are giving away a muzzle loader. The folks at CVA are providing an Optima V2 this year. And they're not telling us which model. They're just going to keep that close to the vest and surprise you when you win one. But it's a great muzzle loader from CVA. All their stuff's really nice. I like their stuff. And I'm friends with the CEO. And we have good conversations. He's a hunter. And he loves to bow hunt for elk, Colorado. So here we are giving away CVA muzzleloader. Here are the requirements. You simply call the show, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, or 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. You give our producer your name and phone number, and you go on the air and say hi to me. You might have a question, you might not, but we're opening up the phone lines to that right now. If you'd like to call, get in line. To get on the list for the muzzleloader, you're welcome to do that. Then when all the names are gathered at the end of the month, on the last Saturday of the month, we will put everybody's name in conjunction with a ticket, shake them all up, and our producer will pick one blindly out of the hat, and somebody will win a muzzleloader. What a deal. Another landmark coming up here is the deadline to register to vote in Maryland. That is coming up on October 14th to register in this very important election here in Maryland, where you'll be electing people to represent you in the General Assembly and in the governor's office. The governor's race is pretty tight, I understand. I did see the candidate for governor on they did a little interview with him before the game last night. Surprise, surprise, free FaceTime. But, yeah, you can go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition. That's mdhuntingcoalition.org. Click on register to vote, and you can go just make one more click, and it takes you right to the Maryland State Board of Elections, and you can register to vote. October 14th, you have till 9 o'clock at night to register to vote. Remember, your vote is your voice. You can determine your future. You don't have to sit back and moan and groan about what you're doing in Annapolis. Now you have a voice, and you have a vote, and you can change things. I firmly believe that. So, register to vote. Now, here's what I hear. I don't want to register to vote. They're going to call me to jury duty. Well, yeah, maybe. But if you have a driver's license, they may call you to jury duty. It's not predicated on whether you're registered to vote or not. See?
Yeah.
It's the accumulation of lists, driver's licenses. I don't know if they can call you to register to vote off of fishing license or a hunting license or not. But if you're on a list with the state, you're going to be tapped for jury duty one of these days. And jury duty's not tough. I mean, it's not tough at all. You get a number. When they call you, they or send you that notice in the mail, you get a number. And the night before you're supposed to report, you call. And if they say, okay, we're going to call jurors 1 through 123, and you're number 124, guess what? You don't have to show up. Pretty simple. If you do show up, yeah, you might be sitting there a day. You might go walk through the courtroom. You might, you know, get in the pool. You might be selected to hear a case that day or the next day, maybe 2 days. But it's your civic duty to do so. And you know what? Wouldn't you want, if you got in trouble, wouldn't you want somebody to serve on the jury that really cared? Do your civic duty. Do jury duty. But again, it's not because you're registered to vote. If you have a driver's license, you can get called to jury duty. And that is the most, I don't know, inane reason not to register to vote. Keep in mind, the men and women that have fought and died since 1775 through the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, which we just celebrated the anniversary of, through all the conflicts of the Civil War, the conflict of World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam. Glad to see the Vietnam veterans are getting recognized, finally. And all the other wars, foreign and domestic. Why did they fight? So that you sitting there in your little place over in Towson or, you know, Westminster or, you know, Queen Anne's County or wherever you might be, have a voice in this system, and it's called your vote. Isn't their sacrifice worth you just going online and registering? Doesn't mean you have to go, but you should. Let's talk to John. North Carolina. Hey, Big John, how are you, buddy?
Good. I hope I'm not that big.
A little John. Well, I was just thinking of the song, Big John, Big John.
Yeah. I'm not at the bottom of a mile.
No, thank God. And apparently neither was he very long.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you hear?
How are you?
Huh?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How's your season?
Right now, I got a doe in the freezer. I got a buck on the ground.
Okay.
Huh?
Was that the doe you were talking about?
I got a doe on the ground 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Made a nice shot with the compound bow, and then shot a buck last Friday night and recovered him on Saturday. Yeah, an 8-point. So, yeah, okay, I've got two in the bag.
Oh, that's great.
I'm happy.
I can understand why.
Yeah, man. So
our season is open. It's archery, but I don't bow hunt.
Right.
I'm waiting for muzzleloader.
Yep. Our muzzleloader season
contest.
Yep. Thanks. I saw that. Our muzzleloader season opens Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for antlered and antlerless deer. My favorite day of the year. First day of muzzleloader season.
Mine too.
Yeah.
You know, wherever I am, muzzleloader's always the greatest.
I like muzzleloader season. Yeah.
I actually got a new
muzzleloader last year. I got a new Acura mountain rifle.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's a very nice, very nice firearm. No question about it.
So, what kind of load do you shoot?
It all depends. Right now, on a couple of them, I'm shooting the 100 grains of, come on, tell me what it is. The pellets, not...
Pellets or loose?
Yeah, pellets, but not Pyrodex.
777.
777 pellets, yes. I'm shooting 2 777 pellets behind... I'm actually using a light field, all lead sabot. And doing very well with it. CVA makes a power belt bullet, but I've been a fan of light field. I was shooting light field slugs in my slug gun, sighting it in yesterday. And I happen to like the performance of these. and I've tested a lot of them. But I've got I've on that mountain rifle, I'll be using the, what is it, white something.
White Hots?
No, not White Hots. No, no, no. I can't remember the name of it. White Thorn, I don't know, some kind of pellet. I can't remember the name. Or not pellet, but loose powder. I'll be using 90 grains of that, and I'll be pushing, I can't even remember the name of the bullet. You know, I look at them, I take the recommendation, I don't memorize the names. The guy said, these are good. I said, I'll try them, and when I try them and I like them, I've got so many muzzleloaders and muzzleloader bullets, I just lose track. So, but, you know, some of them I like, some of them I don't like, and I just try different ones till I find something that shoots accurately for me. So that's what I do. But, yep.
Yeah, last
that'll be the 90 grains of that, I don't know what it's called, I don't know.
Oh, Blackhorn.
Blackhorn, that's it. I call it Whitehorn. Oh, whatever. Blackhorn, yeah, that stuff.
And that's the stuff that you don't have to clean up.
Don't have to clean up, right. Yep.
That must be delightful.
I don't know. I haven't shot it yet. Somebody asked me about it. I said I'll get some and try it, but I haven't shot it yet. So I'll be shooting at this coming week, see how that works. Hopefully.
Gotcha.
So,
I've never tried it.
I'll let you know as soon as I do. So, okay.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for the call, John. Good luck out there.
Thanks a lot. Have a nice one.
You too, buddy. Thanks. Bye-bye. There he goes. Maggie in Baltimore. Are you still with us, Maggie?
Yes.
All right. What's up?
Hi. I'm Bill's wife.
Hi, Bill's wife. How you doing?
I'm good. He calls in and talks to you often. I just wanted to get in the contest to try to win him that gun.
Oh, well, you're a good lady there, Maggie.
We're out celebrating 39 years of marriage today.
39 years of marriage.
Taking a little trip.
Yeah,
and,
good for
so
you.
I'm up listening to you, too.
Great, Maggie. I sure appreciate that. Well, you're in the contest.
Well, thank you.
Good luck.
Okay.
Thanks, Maggie.
Bye-bye.
Happy anniversary. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And John in Catonsville. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good, Alan. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good. Hey, every year I call you and argue the point is crossbow hunting really archery. But this year, the older I get, the better that's looking to me.
Okay.
So let me ask you a question. I heard you earlier, you use a compound bow. Are you a minimalist as far as that goes, or you're a gizmo guy? And then maybe expound upon the 2 points.
Okay. What I use on my crossbow, I have a crossbow. The buck I shot with a crossbow, by the way. But the doe I did shoot with a compound bow. That's first deer I shot in many years with a compound bow. Two shoulder surgeries, yeah, the crossbow was the way to go for me for a while. Let's see. I have a sight. I take the quiver off. I have a drop-away rest. And I do shoot with a release.
Okay. Peep sight or kisser button?
I use a peep sight. I do not use a kisser button. No, I have an anchor point. I have an anchor point at the corner of my mouth, so I don't use a kisser
button. All right, very good. It sounds like a similar setup to me. I don't have the drop away rest yet.
Yeah.
But I'm told that that's what I need to get.
So. Yes, you do. I'm shooting a Bowtech Assassin. And the
same bow.
And the let me tell you, you will love that drop away rest. I use the one that. It's red. Ripcord. I use a ripcord.
Okay.
I want to tell you something. You will love it.
Okay. Well, you bought the bow. Was the bow already set up?
The bow came with its own set of sights, which I have, fiber optic sights. I'm not sure what the name of those are. But no, I replaced the rest with the ripcord.
I'm going to do it. Okay. What's the pound setting on your bow?
I have a bow that goes up to, I believe, 52 or 53 pounds. I'm only pulling 45.
Okay. All right, very good. All right.
Hey, look, 45 pounds will pretty much shoot through any whitetail in Maryland.
Right.
Or sick of deer. And I'm using Ramcat broadheads.
Okay, I use the Slick Trick.
They're good.
It's a narrower broadhead, but it seems to work pretty well.
Yep. I like the Ramcat. I like the way they cut in and out both directions.
What do you think of the ones that open up when they hit?
Oh, I've used them. I use them on a crossbow. You're talking about an expandable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I use them, and I've used a lot of them. I use the F-15. I think that's a Carbon Express, or I don't want to say wrong, but I use what's called the F-15. I use that. I use the Grim Reaper. They're a nice blade. I like those.
Okay.
Yeah. I've used the NAP products. Spitfire. I like those. You know,
you know the weight of the head.
I use 100 grain on everything.
Okay.
Yep.
Same thing.
Yep. Vertical and compound. Yeah. Carbon.
All right,
carbon arrows, of course.
Yep.
So and I use the short veins. What are they called now? I
don't know.
You know, the little. I don't know. They're 2 inches.
Right. The 3 inch or whatever they are.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
There he goes. Okay. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Time to tell you one more time about the, what am I talking about? Crisfield Outdoor Show. That's going on today. I was down there yesterday. You know, that Summers Cove Marina is a pretty nice facility. And, again, the archery competition is being set up by my buddy Lou, president of the Maryland Bowhunters Society. Lou also does the National Archery in the Schools program as well. And he's got a nice setup down there for bow shooting, so that looks like it's a pretty good deal. That's the Crisfield Outdoor Expo today from 10 to 7 in Summers Cove Marina, from 10 to 7 in Crisfield. The Outdoors Expo, Crisfield Outdoors Expo, is family-friendly. It's a day that celebrates the outdoors, hunting and fishing, of course. Demonstrations include retrievers and duck calling demonstrations. There's going to be some good food there. Contests include duck picking contest. I can't wait to see that one. Bow and arrow contest, decoy retrieving, and a Duck Dynasty look-alike contest. So hurry up and grow your beard. Rush down to Crisfield, get in that Duck Dynasty look-alike contest. You can visit the CrisfieldOutdoorExpo.com website or their Facebook page for more information. Good luck down there. And Bass Pro Shops. Adirondack Mills welcomes you to meet professional hunter Bob Folkrod and friends on Sunday afternoon. That's next Sunday, October 19th, for Sick of Deer Sunday. Bob has taken the largest sick of stag ever filmed by a national television show, and you too can see the exclusive video. Sick of Deer hunters and specialized sick of deer vendors will be on hand to celebrate our exclusive to Maryland little elk on Sunday, October 19th. Someone or two will also win a $50 Bass Pro Shop gift card, courtesy of the Outdoors and Radio Show, and that's at Bass Pro Shops next Sunday, Arundel Mills, on Sick of Deer Sunday. It's going to be a good time. October 19th. Starts at 11. See you down there. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Congratulations, Buck Bomb, on your 10th anniversary. Now, Buck Bomb products attract deer and improve your odds. Ambush is an all-season deer scent that comes in a larger can that gives you 33% more Buck Bomb for the same low price. Use it on every hunt. The Cornholer. It's a corn-based attractant that screws into the ground. Deer have to paw and gnaw to get it. Also comes in Sugar Beet Smash. Funny name, serious results. Pathfinder is an invisible spray except to your flashlight. You spray it on trees to mark your trail under your stand. You can't see it in the daylight, so no one can find your favorite spot except you. Deer Domination, an attractant that can be added to feeders, corn, or whatever you're feeding. Deer Domination Ration helps bring more deer to your site. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer, order online at buckbomb.com, or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart,
Increase your odds with the Buck Box.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
The Savage Nation with Michael Savage, now on for 3 hours, weeknights at 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crossing the highway late last night, it didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car. Skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And he's stinking the high, high you long. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no road. Roll up your windows and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see. You can't feel it in your olfactory. It's in the middle.
He's in the middle of the road. Loudon Wainwright III. Gotta love that song. Built for this outdoor show, don't you think? I think so. 410 WCBM 680, 410 922 6680 is our phone number. We have time to get one more entry into the muzzleloader contest this hour. We have a guest next hour. You're certainly welcome to call in on the muzzleloader contest, but now would be the time. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, though. I was there yesterday, or 2 days ago, Thursday, and I will tell you what, they've got a lot of firearms there. That's for sure. They've got a great selection of Browning. Waterfowl season opened today, you know, and the great A5, the humpback, is there. 100,000 round guarantee or 5-year guarantee on that Browning A5. You need to take a look at that. Then there's the Maxis in camo. Oh boy, really nice shotgun too. Then of course the Browning BPS Browning pump shotgun, available in all gauges. Great gauge, like a 410 to get a kid started. It's available 20, 16, 12. Even a 10-gauge, there's two deer models available as well, 12- and 20-gauge deer models. If you like a pump shotgun, bottom ejection available in Mossio camo, too. And every other kind of firearm, including the terrific Thompson Center muzzleloaders that they have. A lot of interest in muzzleloaders right now because the season's coming in on Thursday. All the accessories. Bought a pack of cleaning patches from them the other day. Couldn't find my cleaning patches, so just grabbed another pack. And that's what I like about Clyde's. If you need it, they got it. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. And don't forget, there's some great fishing out there, too. They've got all the live bait and tackle and crabbing supplies and everything you need for fishing. Clyde's Sports Shop, 242-6108. Or the website, ClydeSports.com. Just make sure you go see them. All right, Wednesday we did the DNR meeting. Thursday, again in the woods, different location, same stand site that we've taken three deer off of this year, two bucks and a doe. We're out there, Laura and I were there hoping to harvest a doe. What comes in first? Buck, button buck, walks underneath the stand, licks the ladder. It did. It licked the ladder that we were sitting in. Little button buck, dumb as a box of rocks. So he walked away. Then we saw a 4-point. Then a spike buck. Couldn't get the does to show up. And there's a ton of them there. Found out why. We had two coyotes in the woods. Two coyotes running around like crazy. And we don't know if that's the scent or if they were actually chasing the deer or whatever happened. But that's what happened on Thursday. Friday, sighted in the, went to Chris Field, sighted in the shotgun, got the light fields rocking and rolling. And what do we got? Henry in Essex? Henry, are you in the contest? Hello, Henry. Hello, Henry. Well, Henry had to leave us. He broke the rules. So that's got to obey the rules. All right. Well, I hear the music. The light field, sighted them in 2 inches high at 50 yards. They're good to 100. 1,450 feet per second. Muzzle energy, 2,549 foot-pounds. At 100 yards, it still at 1,335 pounds. Foot-pounds of energy and 125, 1,200 foot-pounds. 1,000 feet per second, 1,000 foot-pounds of energy. That's fatal at 100 yards on a whitetail. All right, get out, stay safe.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card.